We begin by praising Allah. We praise Him and we seek His help and we ask for His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of ourselves and from the evil consequences of our evil actions. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is none to misguide, and whomsoever He leaves to go astray, there is none to guide. And I bear witness that Allah, God, alone is worthy of being worshipped, and that Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he is the servant of God, and he is his final messenger. Many people in the world today view Islam and imagine that Islam is a religion that advocates violence, terrorism. Many people imagine that Islam is a religion that denies basic human rights. Many people in the world today have a very negative image of Islam. And the fact is that this negative image is not greatly helped by the behavior of Muslims, which very often is not in accordance with the teachings of Islam. However, every reasonable person would realize that a religion should not be judged by the people or some people who profess to be its followers. A religion should be judged by its teachings. A religion should be judged according to the actions and the teachings of its founder. If some people who profess to be the followers of that religion, after many years and after a later time, have changed and corrupted and diverted themselves away from the true teachings of that religion, it is not fair to say, therefore that religion is bad, therefore that religion is wrong. No reasonable, sensible, or rational person would judge Christianity based upon the actions of the IRA or the conquistadors or the Spanish Inquisition or Adolf Hitler or any other person or any other group of people who claim directly or indirectly to belong to the Christian faith. Rather, if you wanted to judge Christianity, you would go back and you would see what are the teachings of its founder, what did the founding fathers of that religion say, and what did they teach. And then you would have to criticize the religion if you wanted to based upon that. This is the sensible, rational approach. Sometimes when I hear people talking about Islam on the news and in the media, when they accuse Islam of being a religion that advocates terrorism and teaches violence, and we have many images of Muslims, and in fact sometimes interviews with Muslims, sometimes they are people who do not even have knowledge of the religion. And I think to myself, and I even say this, that I don't recognize this religion which they are portraying as being Islam. It doesn't seem to me that this is the same religion that I am following. It seems to me as if they're talking about something quite different. You would imagine that the basic teachings of Islam were about killing and murdering and so on and so on and so forth. But what are the basic teachings of Islam? What are they? One might imagine that Islam was a religion of fanatics and fanaticism, that it was not based in any way or had no connection with reason, rationality. And I think this is a view that sometimes is purposely portrayed by the media. But what are the basic teachings of Islam? What are the basic fundamental teachings of this religion? Let us examine them and let us see what Islam really teaches, what Islam really says. The first and the most important teaching in Islam is its teaching about God. What does Islam teach about God? The Quran tells us and tells the human beings